creamies, what do you know?
You're listening to the Cocktails and Cream Puff Show.
So I'm sure it's legit. Mm-hmm. And on the side of the cooler, it says, Happy Easter. Terror goes through my heart. Because it is now April 13th. Terror goes through my heart because in the past, I know of people who have sent Big Fatty
bacon
spiral hams for Easter. And I'm thinking, this cooler says Happy Easter, which means it has been there for 3 to 4 weeks. I mean, it was shipped on March 30th. Okay. So I open up the cooler to see what was in there, and it wasn't, thank God. My heart's like, I'm waiting to get this stench. There was lovely Easter gifts sent for us.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm waiting to get this stench.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is Episode 1601 of the BFO for Friday, the 14th of March 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, there was something in the P.O. box. Hello, R squads.
Big Fatty, what does that mean?
Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right. Is going well. Y'all, you are R squads today because y'all, today, 314 is Pi Day. And as we all know, Pi R squared.
Big Fatty Pi R round.
Okay. So, y'all, what a lovely way to celebrate. Y'all, I hope you're celebrating with some pie.
Big Fatty, we love pie almost as much as we love cake.
And speaking of cake, yeah, I gotta see y'all this weekend. Y'all, believe it or not, we've only got one celebration of exiting the birth canal, and it comes tomorrow, the 15th, the Ides of March.
Big Fatty, is that anything like the Ides of a potato?
No, that's very different. y'all, it is someone over there in the arc, and y'all, it is the Red FF Pup. I don't know if he listens to the BFO or not, but he's on the Twitty over there every now and then. So y'all, if you see him on the Twitty, or if you e-letter with him, just send him a big old celebration of exiting the birth canal wish.
Big Fatty, why? Well, I have a little note here by his name. He says that on his cake he wants lots of rosebuds.
Oh, well, that's kind of vulgar.
Big Fatty, no, can't have vulgar cake.
Gussie, y'all, I had a little e-letter today. It says, Brother Hunter, you need to go by the P.O. box. So I did, and y'all, there was canned, and there was a package.
Big Fatty, that's lovely.
So y'all, we're going to open up the can. First, y'all, it's in a robin egg blue envelope, and I have no idea who it's from. Postmark is Dakota Central.
Big Fatty, who do we know up there?
I don't know. Oh, y'all, that is cone beef and a garden salad that I had from my lunch. Y'all, it made me extremely, extremely gassy on Thursday afternoon.
Beef, Fatty, so does oxygen.
So y'all, we're going to open up this can. And y'all, there's a little feather on the front of it. And it says, it's two little feathers. And it says, just a little hello for someone I miss. And you open it up, and it says, wish you were here. And it says, Bird Herder and Poodle. Don't you hate when you get to see someone and the time is so brief, you wish they were still there? Well, when I was under my mother's roof and preteen, she always did things with friends and went to their homes to visit. People do not do that anytime ever in my adult life. I really did look forward to my own friendly visits with friends when I got my adult life. Hot K bacon. Big fatty, that's just lovely. So y'all, Miss Bacon, well, Big Fatty visit and yes, we got Ann Poodle and Squeaky Kitty. We visit with you 5 times a week for about 20 minutes a day. Big Fatty, I know that means the world to her. And y'all, now I've got a package here, and y'all, it's from the future. Y'all, it is from my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, down there in the future. And, on the outside, it says, read cad first. So, y'all, there's evidently a cad inside of here also. So, we're going to, y'all, and it's a tough bag. It's a tough bag. Big, buddy, that sounds vulgar. And dear Gussie, how do you open this dead gum thing? Oh, here we go. You unzip it here. Big, fatty, vulgar. Then let's go in here. Let's see if we can find the cad. There's the cad. And it says, Hat M Straight Bob Joint Venture. Big Fatty, the number one fan and your number one straight boyfriend did it. Oh, that's just lovely. So y'all, let's just see what we've got here. Y'all, by the way, with the weather changing, I've got the creeping crud again. So anyway, y'all, let's just open the can, and what is that? Oh, Big Fatty, it's a kitty. Oh, dear God, it's a kitty. And the little kitty's looking. Oh, Big Fatty, I want the card when you're done. Okay, well, let's just see what it says. It says, I hope you like it. Inspired by the best acceptance speech I have ever heard, I asked Hat M for the okay, and we came up with this. See ya, XO. Before I go any further, I would like to thank y'all for sending me cards with kitties on them. I recently changed my screensaver from a man with a giant penis to a lovely kitty. I sound as if I'm reading this because at the moment, I am simultaneously thinking of cute kitty and a giant penis. Well, enough about me. Back to this card. Hi, Big Fatty. Oh, wait a minute. I read that wrong. I was supposed to read that first. Big Fatty, you fucked it up. Evidently, that acceptance speech that I just read before the message, after the message, which I was supposed to read before. Big Fatty, oh, you fucked it up. Anyway, y'all, let's just see what's in here. Big Fatty, oh, dear Gussie, let's look at it. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, oh, it's a shirt. Let's see what's on the shirt. Oh, Big Fatty. Let's just see. You know, y'all, Straight Bob asked me a while back, Big Fatty, what size shirt do you wear? And I said, well, triple XL, of course. And so y'all, oh, look at that. Oh, look at that. Oh, that's fantastic. Y'all, it is a shirt from the Vista print, and y'all, it is that Hat M's number one fan logo, where he's wearing the sombrero, and you know the little ruffles hanging off the edge of it, or Big Fatty's head, and it says official number one fan of the BFO for 2014. Big Fatty, that is just lovely. And y'all, that is just, y'all are so sweet to do that. Y'all, I'm telling you. You know, at the beginning of the show, you heard that Joey Bukkake talking. I think I want to take the kitty cat card and go in there. Okay, y'all go for that. But you heard about Joey Bukkake sending Big Fatty a ham. And y'all, it just always amazes me and does my heart good to have little surprises every now and then. And, you know, it doesn't have to be a gift at y'all. Can it just be a little comment or a card or just whatever, a voice letter or whatever. And y'all, speaking of voice letters, yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up. with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, this is the Laughing Buddha, the official spambassador of the BFO. And I have a question. Cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from the Spambassador of the BFO. Y'all, that is the Laughing Buddha himself. Mark, what you got?
Big Fatty, I know that Poodle McNoodle really likes cake, but Friday, March 14th, that's 3.14, is considered Pie Day. How do you feel about pie? How does Poodle McNoodle feel about pie? I love pie. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is the Laughing Buddha, official spambassador of the BFO. And first of all, Mark, thank you so much for the call and the question. And it is indeed Pi Day. It's a mathematical pie, but, y'all, it takes mathematics in how you slice up a pie because, you know, you can serve up a half a pie and there could be only just one piece left. Big Fatty, I like your way you think. But quite frankly, Mark, I love the pie. And I think, Poodle, Boodle, do you like pie? Yes, Big Fatty, I've got a sweet tooth. I may have to have it crowned or whatever, but I've got a sweet tooth. And but I love the pie. And my mother makes a pie that she's been making for years and years. It's called like a chocolate angel pie, and it's got like a meringue and pecan crust that you bake in the oven, and then you make it with a real whipped cream and a dark chocolate that you melt. Big Fatty! Now, y'all, we only have one more voice letter, and y'all, I've got all the voice letters played. Big Fatty, I can't believe it! But y'all, it's from a drum major Kev, and he gets a little emotional on this, and so I just want to kind of, you know, bring us into an appropriate a frame of mind before I play this, but because he's speaking from the heart, and I'll have a few words to say after Drum Major Kev's message. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is Kevin in Danbury and Brian in Danbury. Just calling to thank you for the wonderful words that you said on your little show earlier this week. It's been a rough couple days, but we're getting through it. And with people like you out there sending all their love, I know we can get through it. Thank you. Keep up the good work. Love you very much. Bye.
Well, Kevin, first of all, thank you for calling and for yourself and on behalf of Brian and all. And, you know, y'all, for those of you who may have missed it, Kevin lost his mother last week. And so that's and she had been in the hospital for quite a while. I don't know what the circumstances were, and it's really none of my business or anything. But I do know that I care for these two gentlemen up there in the Connecticut, and I am genuinely touched by the amount of time that they were logging into the Twitty to report they were visiting the hospital and things like this and all like that. And Kevin, I just want to throw this out because, you know, this is the kind of thing that weighs on Big Fatty's head also, or on his mind, because, you know, my folks are 83 years old. In fact, next week is the Hatterina's 83rd birthday. birthday. And, you know, they're not going to be along. They're not going to be around forever. And death is just is part of life. And I know that it it hurts. And but I also know that it would be incredibly sad if it didn't hurt. And you're lucky in the fact that that it does hurt, because some people with the loss of a family member or someone that you know normally you'd be close to, if your relationship with them is not strong or not even on good terms, you know, it's I think that's even sadder that when it doesn't hurt. And so and I hope you understand. I hope I said that right, but you know, healing is part of the process, and you know, it won't come quickly. It's it meant something, and you know, things that mean something come with time, but each day we'll get a little better, and you know, it's be happy that you've got good memories that you could that you will always carry forward. I can tell and I have told stories about my grandparents on here, and you know, the folks that haven't been in my life in 30 years or whatever, and or more. And you know, you may not remember everything, but that's how you keep people alive in your heart, is to have memories and all like that. So anyway, Kevin and Brian, I know you're going to do great. And with the circle of friends that you have to be there to support you, it will be better every passing day. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I just want to close out the week with a couple of reminders. Number one, you know, Big Fatty and Dr. Stone are going to be down there at the G'days this year. We'll be arriving on the 5th of June, and we'll be staying at the Coronado Springs Resort from the 5th, and we'll check out on the 9th. And then we're heading over there to the Universal Studios, and we're going to stay three nights there, the 9th through the 11th. And then we're heading down to the Fort Lauderdale on the 12th, and we'll be staying there for three nights, the 12th, 13th, and 14th. So, y'all, if your plans include being in any of those areas, we'd love to hear from you. And, y'all, I'm not at liberty to give details, but I can tell you that things are progressing for Pride 48 in September out there in the Lost Wages. Big Fatty! Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, it's full moon this weekend, so if you hadn't gone over the edge yet, drink heavier, because the full moon comes on Sunday night, and then, of course, on Monday, you'll be doing your little Irish jig. Big Fatty, it sounds vulgar when you say it. And so, y'all, if you're out and about this weekend, by the way, my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, gave me a hard time because he on the BFO, he said that, you know, oh, he got a chuckle when I said I got a nice head of cabbage. Big Fatty, is that like a melon fucker? No, it's not like that at all. But, y'all, I got to tell you, be careful when you eat your cone beef, because Joey, what kind of effect does it have on you?
Wait to get this stench.
Oh, there's a stench around me too. Big Fatty, that's not the cone beef.
Leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This is has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.